fingerprints. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not sure if you heard my last album, but some of that shit was true. I've given up smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking cocaine too. And I don't do MDMA no more, but I do still sing that song. I don't regret all the times that I did, and I did have a lot of fun. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstandings? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Told to remember, remember and never forget about World War One and World War Two and all the tragedy and death that came with that. We keep it in our classrooms and we embed it in our minds as if it was an achievement for humankind. Well, what if we teach something different? And what if we talk of the times when humans succeeded in living together without going out of their minds? And what if we teach about hope and of kind generosity, understanding that everyone lives here together and everyone's got the same needs? Take the boombox out of Boomtown and put it in the Gaza Strip. I get my mate Mike to DJ it and drop some heavy shit. And maybe, just maybe, everyone will come and dance. Pass a couple of pills around and they might even forget about the past. Well, that sounds like a fucking stupid, ignorant idea. If anybody out has got a better one, baby, I'm all ears. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstanding? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Not sure if you heard my last album, but some of that shit was true. I've given up smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking cocaine too. And I don't do MDMA no more, but I do still sing that song. I don't regret all the times that I did, and I did have a lot of fun. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstandings? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Told to remember, remember and never forget about World War One and World War Two and all the tragedy and death that came with that. We keep it in our classrooms and we embed it in our minds as if it was an achievement for humankind. Well, what if we teach something different? And what if we talk of the times when humans succeeded in living together without going out of their minds? And what if we teach about hope and of kind generosity, understanding that everyone lives here together and everyone's got the same needs? Take the boombox out of Boomtown and put it in the Gaza Strip. I get my mate Mike to DJ it and drop some heavy shit. And maybe, just maybe, everyone will come and dance. Pass a couple of pills around and they might even forget about the past. Well, that sounds like a fucking stupid, ignorant idea. If anybody out has got a better one, baby, I'm all ears. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstanding? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this cliff. Hey!
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a
talent. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
We'll be right back.
Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Standing there alone, Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Joke's major turn. The count goes on. 4, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1.
entrepreneurial, continuous improvement.
And young, from thought to finish, Ernst and Young, we're gonna be number one.
Eva, Eva, Ernst and Young, Eva, Eva, Ernst and Young, Eva, Eva, Ernst and Young, from thought to finish.
Gotta be number one. area. To father's father's father tried, erased the parts you didn't like. Let's try to fill it in. Bank the quarry, river swim. We need skin in you.
Is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Suburban walls. The enemy is not some nation far across the sea. The enemy is with us every single breathing time. So yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Yes, for justice, a land fit for all our futures. Yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Divide us, rich against poor. Fight all the ones who divide us, white against black. Fight all the powers who want their missiles in our earth. Fight all the people who would lead us into war. And yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Yes, for justice, a land fit for all our futures. Yes, yes, I will fight for my country. Some United Nations clause. No rights were ever given by some nice guy at the top. Our rights, they were bought by all the blood and all the tears of all our grandmothers, grandfathers before.
My new delight, my riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
It's riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
Drac came to me one night at 12 and said the blood bank had no blood on the shelf. I exclaimed, "Don't fret, I'll give you a fix of my newly regenerated mix." I gave him riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
He gave him riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
egg, eggs and corpuscle deficiency. And after consuming my laboratory brew, it'll make a new vampire of you. I brew without a hitch. Now he's one of those who'd rather fight than switch. If you're biting more next, enjoying it less, try my new non-carbonated mess. My riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Promote perspiration odor. It puts bad breath in ghouls. Why, our group had 21% fewer fangs. My God, it's Polly. It makes a great Bloody Mary, too. Frank, you ought to try one of these things.
Thank you. Zero, no more than that, even less. Look at you. disgrace from the human race. You are a waste of a name, a waste of time and a waste of space. You've only one drink of faith. I don't like you.
Say that we're okay, one of these days I could take my love away and you'd be left with all this pain. Is that okay?
Is that okay?
Or can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm found. Oh, how to be the one to hold you down? It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you got it all. You got it all. Way you make my heart want every taste, every taste. Baby, don't play, it's never too late for you to say, can you take me all the way, yeah, yeah. Can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm wrong. How to be the one to hold you down? It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got them. You gotta know. You got them. You gotta know. You got the mind. Baby, you got it all.
Nigel, and I don't have any pants on.
Hello, my name is Nigel, and I don't have any pants on. Sitting in the garden.
garden in the shade. Sitting in me garden with my little puppy, I named him Mr. Tinky, and he is my friend.
Daddy keeps a pistol in his claws, in his shoebox. I take it out and play with mum and dad are gone. Playing cops and robbers with little Mr. Tinky, blowing away the flowers in the lawn.
Flowers in the lawn. Hello, my name is Nigel and I've been very naughty. I ate one of Daddy's special plants. I'm feeling kind of queasy, angry and uneasy, and Mr. Tinky told me that I was going mad.
I saw Mr. Tinky growing larger and getting meaner. He chased me round my playhouse in my own backyard. I lifted up the pistol in